What words can one possibly have to begin the ending of a 40-day journey? There are no words. And sometimes it's better to begin with silence. But my friends, this is the end. This is the end of our 40-day journey. Our 40-day journey has taken us here to the beginning of Holy Week. In some countries, you're already a long way through that blessed day that we call Palm Sunday. Before we continue, we must review where we have been. Remember these 30 days of journeying into purgatory and seeing all the different places, caverns and corridors and all these places that we did not know exist, with all these different groups that maybe we had never thought about. Let's review just some of them because there are too many to recall. Those that have been there the longest, those that are suffering the most, those that have been forgotten, those that were our friends, those that were priests or religious during life, those that belong to confraternities, those that were devoted to the souls in purgatory, those devoted to the angels, to the Blessed Mother, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to Saint Joseph, those that sinned in a variety of ways, by gossip, by lust, by gluttony, and many, many other groups, those that were the nearest to being let out of purgatory, those that had died without any preparation or suddenly. And I invited you to reflect on all of these different groups that we prayed for, to see which one moved your heart the most, and to make a choice to pray for that group for the rest of your life. Then we entered into 10 days in hell with all these different saints to guide us, beginning with St. Alphonsus Liguori and many others, St. Catherine of Siena, St. Faustina, St. Hildegard, Venerable Mary of Agreda, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, and others, showing us the way, showing us and allowing us to see what they saw. 30 days in purgatory, 10 days in hell. I did not, honestly, I have no idea what I promised you when I started. I had no idea all the work that it would take. But with my wife, we have done it. And you can check out the series as many times as you want. And please do. And where does that take us? Where does it leave us? Who will be the final one to show us the way? Somewhere in the scriptures, in the book of Isaiah, it speaks about the lion laying with the lamb and the bear and the ox and all these becoming friends. And it says, and a little child will lead them. So we are left this final day with this person, and you're thinking, who is it? Even in the thumbnail, I didn't tell you, correct? Today, I want to reveal to you the last secret of Fatima. What? What does this have to do with purgatory and with hell? Everything, everything. I did a video series, 9 days to Fatima. And in the final day, I revealed to you the secret of Fatima being Saint Joseph. And many of you, I believe, were disappointed because you were expecting this grand thing, this grand drama, this secret of this and secret of that, this dramatic thing. And the truth that God in his wisdom reveals to us, people, not things. Because in heaven there are only persons. There are not things. Why people? Because when we fall in love with people, that's when we are converted. You were converted not when you fall in love with Jesus' teaching, but when you fell in love with him. When you met him, then you loved his teaching and all those devotions. When you fell in love with Mary, with her, then you loved the rosary and all those devotions. When we come to love a saint and them, then we follow the things that they teach. And what does Saint Joseph represent? The hidden life of sacrifice, that hidden staircase that takes us directly to God and on the way frees thousands of souls from purgatory and saves many millions of people from hell. And so today, I present to you the final guide, a gift that I want to leave with you, and I want you to take her into your house. Her name is Jacinta, Saint Jacinta of Fatima. Her real name is Sacrifice, because that's what she became. And if there's anything that we can learn about 30 days in purgatory and 10 days in hell is the question. What are we to do now? With all this information, what are we to do? How is our life going to change? How are we going to become different based on what we have learned? Because it is not knowledge that makes you holy, but the things that you do with that knowledge. You know what happened to her. She saw hell, and she, of the three, was arguably the most impacted by it. Constantly she would think about it. They're in hell forever. They're suffering so much. And she would also direct it back to God. God is so sad. The Father is so sad. Jesus and Mary are so sad because of all the souls that fall into hell. She reflected on sinners, and she reflected on the sadness that it caused them. And she acted. She saw every sacrifice as not large enough. Sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice she offered to God just so that she could save many souls from hell. Often she would go without water in the month of August in that year of 2017 with the apparition. It was told that she did not drink a single drop of water, and she didn't even mind because she was so consumed by the fact that there were souls falling into hell and suffering there forever and ever and ever. And she took that path. She saw every opportunity as a chance to offer a sacrifice with those prayers that the angels gave to her. Oh my Jesus, this is for love of you in reparation for sins against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I offer this to you. And in many such ways, she would pray. Whether it would be foregoing lunch, whether it would be not playing with this person, not doing that, or sometimes her mother would be so worried that she would say, "You must drink this milk. You must eat this that I made for you, these grapes that you so much loved." And she would take the food, and the food would be a sacrifice because she so much did not want to take it. And she would take it in obedience. And this led her to so much, to where her brother Francisco died several days and I believe several months before her. And Our Lady came to her many times and asked her, "Do you want to suffer even more for sinners?" To which she would always reply, "Yes." So the last secret of Fatima is the hidden life of the children. That's what it is. Not some grand thing that we're going to see of comets and meteors and this and that disaster and the day of the end of the world. No, because if you hear that, it will not change your life. It will only satisfy your curiosity. Admit it. It's true. What will change your life will be knowing the hidden life of those three children, so that it will set an example for you, so that you will fall in love with them, so that you will follow in their path. And that is what you must learn. In fact, if you try to find more information about Jacinta, it's difficult to find. It really is a secret. You can't find it hardly anywhere. There are at least two books that I will put the link in the description or here that I read that speak about all the things that she did, all the little sacrifices that she made. And that's what we must learn. That's the secret that we must know, because that will tell us what we can do in our daily lives to save souls from falling into hell. In that book, many things are taught. I cannot read all of it to you. It would simply be too much. It is inexpensive and you should buy it. But let me leave you with her last words to her sister Lucia. Listen to these words and meditate on them. And since I want these words to be the last words, I want to say thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here. If this series has helped you at all, please share it with other people. The best thing that I can ask you to do for me is to pray and sacrifice for me in just at least one small way. If you would like to make a monetary donation, I would gladly accept it. But above all, I desire your love through the sacrifice that you make for me. And now, the final words of Jacinta will end our 40-day journey. There was one more sad task to fulfill, to take leave of Lucia, whom she knew she would never see again. Since Francisco's death, she had leaned more and more on Lucia, looking forward to her company as her greatest pleasure. Being the only two on earth to share the lady's secret had made them one in a way that transcended all natural relationships and bound them closer together than even the ties of blood ever could have. It was a much greater wrench then for the little girl to part from Lucia than from her own parents. She kept her arms around me for a long time, Lucia writes in her memoirs. She was crying and saying to me, "Never again shall we see each other. Pray a great deal for me, for I am going to heaven. There I will pray a lot for you. Don't ever tell anyone the secret, even if they kill you. Love Jesus a great deal and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Make many sacrifices for sinners."